Marty, very busy week, so I want to get right to it. Our first couple of stories that we're going to talk about deal with our very important midterm election coming up in November, and you have a lot of information in this week's bulletin about the election. Most of our discussion so far has been about the candidates, but I want to begin with an underreported topic. We have some general obligation bonds that we're going to be voting on in November. You have the breakdown on this.
Plus constitutional amendments, state constitutional amendments. And this is the first in a series of stories on the election beginning this week, running up close to the election. And, of course, we will get to those elective offices that you were talking about. But we want to start off with kind of a breakdown of the candidates and also these ballot questions that maybe not many of us have heard about. There are two amendments to the state proposals to the state constitution, and one of them specifically talks about an ethics committee to create an independent state ethics commission, which that should get some attention, I think, from both sides of the partisan aisle. And my Cook story really breaks that down into just what it would mean and what the proposal is, and the background on how it came to be on this year's
That's great.
On this year's ballot. And then with the go bonds, there are four go bond questions, and Mike breaks it down on the impact they would have locally. One is on senior citizen centers. Another one is on higher education. Another on public libraries and also public school buses. And that is going to be a statewide go bond part of the ballot that's going to affect us locally. And you can read all about the details this week.
Very important. You also have a breakdown, I know, of all of the races for offices, the county offices, the state rep offices, and more.
Yes, and it pretty much breaks it down into everybody who's going to be on the ballot, and in a way that really is very organized here, and it might be something that people want to save because there's kind of a synopsis of each race there and who the candidates are and just a one- or two-sentence background on their – well explanation on their background. So it should be something that'll really be informative, and that's kind of what we're here for, is to give that knowledge out well in advance so people can start making an informed decision.
All right, absolutely. Looking to your business section this week, a very big business story. Midwest meatpacking company Stampede Meats is rehabbing an old Tyson plant in the Sunland Park area, and you have a breakdown of this story.
Yes, and they still have their offices in Illinois. They're from Illinois, Bridgeview, Illinois. But they have been courted by the state of New Mexico and also by MVEDA, with Mesilla Valley Economic Development Alliance. And they, because they were looking around for another facility nationwide, or, you know, in select states anyway, and they chose Sunland Park. And they're talking about maybe another 1,000 employees over the next several years that they will be hiring from southern Doñana County and greater El Paso. And then also down there by the border, there's another expansion going on, and that is Valley Cold Storage, which has a plant in Mesilla Park. It opened in 2010, and then they opened a second facility down in Santa Teresa, and now they're expanding that only a year after they opened that Santa Teresa plant. So, and they're kind of these two businesses, Stampede Meat and Valley Cold Storage, are in similar industries, are kind of a storage, a food service facilities.
Interesting. Arts and entertainment. I have about 20 seconds. A power couple in the arts.
Mary Beagle's the artist. Her husband, David Brown, he makes her frames, as she does for her paintings. And he also does, he's a former engineer, and he does her pedestals and for her sculptures. And so they're, they're a real couple that make it together.
All right. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Bulletin. Marty, thanks.